So do y'all like the parks? Y'all like playing on the playground? Well, I'm in charge of all the parks in Milwaukee County. Yeah. Y'all like going to the zoo?
Yes.
Yes. I'm also responsible for the zoo. So when you have a good time at the zoo, that's some of the people that works for the county making sure that you all have great fun, be able to enjoy all the animals, and learn a little bit more about conservationists. Right?
All right, so just so we have it for the record, okay. Do you consent to give your recording up today?
I'm a politician. Yes.
All right, and then once again, can you just state your name and your position in the county?
Well, my name is David Crowley. I will spell it as well, DavidCrowley, and I am the county executive of Milwaukee County.
All right, and today we are here to take the Teach a Kid to Vote Challenge. So it's just two very simple questions. And if you win the challenge, you get this sticker that says, I taught a kid to vote.
Okay.
And if you don't answer the questions, that's okay. We do have this sticker that says, a kid taught me to vote. Because we will also give you this booklet that some of our kids here to help design about voting in Wisconsin, the why and the how.
Oh, awesome.
So our first question is, why vote?
Why vote? Well, voting is extremely important because it allows us to pick and choose people to represent our voice in government. And those people who represent our voice helps to make decisions on how we spend money on our parks, how we spend money on public safety, and all the things that affect our everyday lives. So it's extremely important to vote because that's how you let your voice be heard.
And now our second question is, how do you do it?
How do you do it? Well, you all have some time before you get a chance to actually do it. But the first thing that you should do when you turn 18 is you want to visit the website myvote.wi.gov. And you will put in your information. You'll put your name, you'll put your date of birth, and you'll put your address into this website. And that's how you register to vote. And then when that day comes, and we always say we want to be number one fans, February, April, August, and November are usually the months where we have to vote. And so when you go vote, it's important to bring your photo ID, and you go and ask the people what ward you live in, and once you're in line, you show them your ID. You then get a chance to go into the ballot box and fill in the circle of the person that you want to represent you.
And you're also the president.
And the president, absolutely.
And now, before we have our lovely guests here decide whether or not you pass or not, we're going to see if we have any questions from any of you. So does anybody have a question?
Does anybody have questions? Well, Megan's got one.
Oh, what's your question?
Thank you.
Do you have a question?
Trick you.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh, everybody's tricking us. Right. Who has a real question?
I do.
Okay, we'll go right here.
Why do you help people?
Why do I help people? That's a very good question.
Can everybody help people?
Well, sometimes some people don't, and it's important for folks to help people, but the reason why I like to help people is because there were so many people who helped me. I did not get to be who I am just on my own. And so as you grow up, like your teachers, your parents, and those around you are gonna help you. We don't just grow up on our own and do great things by ourselves. There are people who fill us up every day with information and with enthusiasm and encouragement to help us do the things that we do to help people.
All right, we'll have another question.
It sounds like you're a nice person to help people and kids.
Oh, thank you. I like to be nice. I have three daughters. My daughters are 16, 7, and 4, and they teach me how to be nice every single day.
4? Even 4?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. What about right here?
Trick,
yeah. Oh my goodness. Anybody have a real question?
Yeah. Me.
Sorry. Go ahead, Dia.
When you vote, do you write the president's name?
So when you vote, do you write the president's name?
Well, you can make a decision if you want to write the president's name. And so in order to get on the ballot, people have to collect signatures and our name gets on the ballot. But if there are, if there's a name or two on there that you really don't want to vote for, you can write somebody's name in there, absolutely.
All right, do you have a question up here? All right, let's go right here.
How did you vote for the right thing?
How do you make sure? The question is how do you vote for the right thing? Well, it's important to do your research. And so a lot of different candidates, when they're running for office, they'll do a few things. They'll knock on your door, and when they answer, when you and your parents answer the door, or when you get older and you answer the door, you ask them what things matter most to them. What are the issues that matter most and what changes they want to bring to the community? They can also make phone calls or can text your phone to introduce themselves and let you know what their platform is. Or you can always go to a website and visit their campaign webpage to learn more about them. And so you got to do research to make sure that you're voting for the person that's going to represent you the right way. Great question.
All right, all the way in the back.
What kind of platform?
Yeah. Well, it depends on what they tell you. So the things that matter most to me, y'all like education?
Yes.
We want all of our children to have access to an education. But it's not just having an education when you're in K-4 and K-5. I want you to have a great education in middle school, in high school, and when you go to college. So for me, good. My daughters actually go to Germany immersion.
I finished K-5 and I'm now on first grade.
That's awesome. But it all matters. It all matters about what matters to you. And so if somebody says, I want you to have a better school lunch and you want better school lunch, you should probably vote for that person.
All right, what about you all the way in the back? Right here? Okay.
Alright.
I've been learning some cool stuff.
I have a real question.
You said a real question? Okay.
Why do you help people for the environment?
I couldn't hear you.
Why do you help people from the environment?
From the where?
The environment thing. The violent.
The violence?
Environment.
That's a really good question. And so it's extremely important to protect our environment because we have to make sure that we have clean water, that we have clean air to breathe. And this world that we live on are not just for humans. There are so many different types of animals. We got reptiles, we have birds, and we have those who live in the ocean, in the sea, that we have to make sure that we take care of.
And plants.
And those things all contribute to our health.
And saffron.
Yes. Y'all are smart. And especially food, because we have to have healthy foods for everybody. You know a lot about animals? Okay.
All right, let's go back right up here.
How do they make the ballot? That's a really good question. And so it depends on what office you are running for. So if I am running for example, the seat that I am in, the county executive seat, it's only a few things that you need to have. One, you have to be at least 18 years of age, right? So when you're 18, you can then run for office. But it's important to make sure that you have a great education so you can talk to everybody and understand the diverse community that we live in. But it's important that you get on the ballot. And the only way to get on the ballot is that you have to collect signatures. And so for me, I have to collect 2,000 signatures across the entire county in order to get on the ballot. And it takes money. So you have to raise a little bit of money. So you got to make sure you stay connected to all your teachers so they can give you money when you want to run.
All right, we'll do one more question.
My sister's not 18, she's 15.
And she also, which means she's also 2 years away from driving a car also.
Yep. Yep, she's almost there.
Right. We have a question over here.
How do you know who you want to vote for is on this right paper?
How do you know? Well, that's when we have to do our research. And so before you go and you vote for somebody, you want to talk to them and ask them about what they care about. Because you care about education? All right. You care about having healthy foods? Absolutely. We care about clean environments? Absolutely. And we care about our children, right? And so if that's a good thing. Great. And if you care about your moms and dads and mothers, all those things, when you talk to the person that's running for office, you need to make sure that they care about those same things. They need to care about those same things that you care about. Otherwise, you're going to be voting against your self-interest.
All right. Now, maybe we can have a little more questions and comments after, but first, let's take a vote. Do we think our special guest here passed the challenge? Yes. I ain't gonna hear you. Do we think he passed the challenge? Yeah. All right. So here you go. I taught a kid to vote sticker. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you for this honor. I'm glad that I know the laws to teach you all how to vote. And I can't wait till you all get older so you can make sure that your voices are heard and you vote. All right. Have y'all picked a class president yet?
That's you.
Well, you gotta vote for it. You have to vote for it.
All right, can we do a very big thank you?
Thank you! Oh, thank you. It was such a pleasure to be hanging out with you all. This is the fun part of my job. I don't. So you do know a lot about animals. What's up?
Dinosaurs die because I watched in the nature show that I really like, and it shows that a meteor hit the Earth and all the dinosaurs died out. But not some like wizards, like some like wizards, but not the ones like T-Rex and Allosaurus. But there's also some like dinos that live because bulls are dinos.
You see, you can retain information really good. That's good.
But clothes are also dinos.
See, y'all got a busy day ahead of y'all.
We are ready to go play outside.
Really?
Dia is gonna lead the way, and Dia and I will bring the sunscreen.
All right, can I have some high fives before we go? Can I have some high fives? Can I have some high fives?
It's not kind.
Can you do the dance again?
Hold on, take your time. One at a time.
Thank you. Thank you. Double, too slow.
You're on
that
sticker. Oh, yeah. He's stealing the sticker.
Yeah, no, too slow.
Who's going on this sticker?
I think I gotta take that sticker.
Thank you.
All right,
let's go outside.
Let's go play.
Thank you.